Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and I'm joined today by Ellen Belcher. She's the former editor of the Dayton Daily News editorial page. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So the nation's eyes were on Ohio this week as voters overwhelmingly overturned Issue 2. That's the referendum on the law that limits collective bargaining rights. What can we take away from this week as we look towards the 2012 election?
Well, I think the Democrats and Labor did a great job of energizing their base. The Columbus Dispatch reported this week that more people voted against Issue 2 than voted for John Kasich a year ago. And that's a really, in an off-election year, that's a significant figure. I mean, they brought out the people. Of course, the question is, can they maintain that momentum going into 2012 when Barack Obama will need all of them with a similar amount of enthusiasm voting for him? The Republicans think not. They think this was an aberration and that a year is a long time and that voters will vote their pocketbooks in 2012. And I think Kevin DeWine said Barack Obama, not Senate Bill 5, will be on the ballot next year. So there's work to be done on both sides.
And of course, there was also Issue 3. Voters approved the constitutional amendment that would have Ohioans be opted out of the federal health care mandate. So it's kind of sending a mixed message there.
Well, the Issue 3 in real terms meant nothing. It was simply a statement that Ohioans don't like the idea of being mandated to join a health care plan. The federal health care reform law would trump anything even that is now going to be in Ohio's constitution. But absolutely, the fact that that issue passed so overwhelmingly certainly has to be giving the Obama people pause and heartening the Republicans. Now, the other side of that coin, though, is unlike with Issue 2, where there was lots of information out there, lots of people campaigning and talking about the issue, there was hardly any discussion of Issue 3. And I think a lot of people went to the polls not knowing exactly what they were voting on. And there was very little tug of war over how the language was going to be worded. Ohioans, you know, like a lot of people, there's some pushback about government telling them too much about how to do something as personal as health care. But at the same time, I don't think that the results of Issue 3 are necessarily a referendum on whether or not everybody should be mandated to join into a health care plan, because there was just no discussion of it and what it meant.
So going back to Issue 2 for a moment, Republicans in Ohio are not saying a lot right now as to how they're going to move forward with the aftermath of Issue 2's defeat. What do you think we can expect from them?
Well, of course, they're stinging and they're licking their wounds, and this is a huge setback for the governor. This was his signature project after Jobs Ohio, and he was the face of the campaign. He was out there saying, we have to have this, we absolutely need this. I think, you know, there are a lot of Republicans who are scared to go forward. I think a lot of people would agree that there are things in Ohio's collective bargaining law that are unbalanced, that need to be fixed. The polls showed that during the campaign, that there were planks in Senate Bill 5 that people in Ohio supported changing. The message they sent, I think, to the governor is, hey, 302 pages of changes and no real give and take with the Democrats is not the way that we want to fix the problem. Because when you look at the how the votes went on Tuesday, 82 of 80 counties rejected this. 10 counties rejected it by 70% or more. So, you know, the governor said on election night in his press conference that he was going to take a pause. I think what that means is anything he does is going to be tentative, and he's going to at least have to try and work with Democrats on some of the changes that he wants.
Now, Tea Party groups, though, are pushing for a constitutional amendment that would prevent workers from being required to join unions. Is this going to gain traction?
Well, that's an interesting one. This has to be driving the Kasich administration crazy in the wake of the overwhelming defeat on Tuesday, because the Tea Party organizers are out there saying, hey, we want to make Ohio a right-to-work state. 22 other states in the country are right-to-work. And given the thumping that happened on Senate Bill 5, that's not the conversation the Kasich administration wants to have right now going into a presidential election year next year. Now, it's very possible that the Tea Party won't be able to get enough signatures to get it on the ballot in 2012, and it would have to wait for till 2013. But just having the conversation makes it difficult for Republicans in this environment after what happened on Senate Bill 5.
I've been speaking with Ellen Belcher. She's the former editor of the Dayton Daily News editorial page. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Emily. It was great fun.